This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Francis addressed the medical associations of Spain and Latin America on Thursday in the Clementine Hall of the Apostolic Palace in the Vatican. He said that the sacred value of the life of the patient is not darkened by suffering, but shines with more splendor. Alexander MacDonald reports.
Gentiles, señoras y señores. Buenos días.
Health professionals are the true personification of mercy, Pope Francis said today in his address to the medical associations of Spain and Latin America. And it fits with the Jubilee of Mercy to express gratitude to those who, through dedication and professionalism, help those who suffer.
La compasión, el padecer con, es de alguna manera el alma misma de la medicina.
The identity of the physician, the Pope said, relies not only on skills, but mainly on a compassionate and merciful attitude towards those who suffer in body and spirit. Compassion is the very soul of medicine, and compassion is not pity, it is suffering with. He continued, "Compassion is not always well received in our individualistic and highly technological culture, because sometimes it is seen as a humiliation. There are even some who hide behind alleged compassion to justify killing a patient. True compassion, says Pope Francis, does not marginalize, humiliate, or exclude, and doesn't celebrate the passing away of a patient. No, this is the triumph of selfishness, of the culture of disposability that rejects people who do not meet certain standards of health, beauty, or utility. Fragility, pain, and disease are a tough test for everyone, including medical staff. They are a call to patience, to suffer with. Therefore, one cannot yield to the temptation to apply quick, merely functional, and drastic solutions driven by false compassion or by criteria of efficiency or cost savings. At stake is the dignity of human life. At stake is the dignity of the medical vocation."
Algo de médico tengo. Muchas gracias.
Pope Francis concluded by assuring those present of his prayers and also asked that they never cease praying for him. I'm Alexander MacDonald.